This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 10 years ago this week, what had seemed like a fixture on Wall Street found itself on the brink of collapse. The investment bank Bear Stearns would then get bought up by J.P. Morgan Chase, an outcome pushed by government officials worried about the financial system unraveling. If only someone had seen the financial crisis coming and sounded some warning, any warning? Well, today a conversation with someone who had warned early and often, first at the Treasury Department, then at the FDIC, which insures bank deposits. Sheila Bair, as early as 2001, was saying that risky real estate loans were a disaster waiting to happen. As she speaks with me here in 2018, she remains critical of regulators.
I regret that there was too much focus on the impact on the banks and the losses that the banks were suffering, and not about on the underlying driver of the crisis, which was all these unaffordable mortgages. And that hurt the economic recovery because we had this huge mortgage debt overhang that was depressing consumer spending and never really dealt with that core problem as effectively as we should have.
So March of 2008, 10 years ago, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which you're running at the time, Bear Stearns is not the sort of institution the FDIC is most focused on. But as Bear Stearns, this Wall Street powerhouse, becomes unglued, there must have been grave concern about knock-on effects that your staff was looking at.
You know, I think there's still a real question in my mind whether the government should – the Fed intervened in that to assist J.P. Morgan Chase in acquiring Bear Stearns. I do think it set up an expectation that the government was just going to prop everybody up. So I think the government needs to be very careful when they intervene. You create distortions. You create expectations. And we need to protect taxpayers. That needs to be a primary objective. And, you know, I think all these bailouts that we did, starting with Bear Stearns, created a lot of cynicism in the public. You know, well, we're playing by the rules and nobody's bailing us out. I think it created a lot of resentment. And I think we still feel that in kind of the populist movement we have today.
Now, you were the first chair of the Systemic Risk Council. That's the private sector one. And between that group and the government's Financial Stability Oversight Council, can I assume that it's all under control now? We'll never have another financial crisis?
Well, I don't. It's better. It's certainly better. And, you know, I have, notwithstanding some of the agreements and disagreements we had with other regulators, I think everybody has worked very hard since the crisis to put rules in place to improve capital cushions at banks. This was another huge driver of the crisis, getting those levels up. I mean, that's really what absorbs losses. So I hats off to the regulators, but is it fixed? No, I don't think it is.
And of course, there's some pressure to roll back some of these post-financial crisis
rules. There is, absolutely is. Yes, thank you. There's a bill moving through the Senate that has many good provisions that address issues, regulatory issues associated with community and regional banks, which I think are good, but there is a provision tucked in that bill that would help large banks and could significantly reduce many large banks' capital levels, which I think is very ill-advised. These are good times now for banks. I mean, profits are up, lending's up. They just got this big tax cut. They really should be building their capital cushions and preparing for the next downturn.
Sheila Bair was the chair of the FDIC from 2006 through 2011. She was the founding chair of the Systemic Risk Council. Dr. Bair, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, Marketplace's Kai Ryssdal is going to be talking to three other top people who tried to keep the financial system afloat 10 years ago, Fed Chair Bernanke and two Treasury Secretaries, Paulson and Geithner. Well, what should he ask them? Send us your questions via Facebook, Marketplace APM.